Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Sarah Harris, Director of Programming for AFI Festivals.
And we are here talking AFI Docs, which returns June 22nd through the 27th. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, before we get to the lineup, overview it with me. You know, what year are we in? And you laughed. I meant what year of the festival, but you're right. What year are we in? Because this past year has been a blur.
It's the 19th annual AFI Docs this year for 2021. And it's crazy. It's been 19 years of the festival already. But yeah, it's coming up June 22nd, and we've got 77 films a part of the event this year in our hybrid version, both in person and online. So we have the majority of the festival is on our is virtual and on docs.afi.com, and that is, you know, it's just kind of the situation specific to DC and how downtown DC is still kind of reopening since earlier this year. And we are going to have some in-person screenings at the AFI Silver in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Oh, cool. So yeah, slowly coming out of the pandemic with a hybrid model here.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, without further ado, let's move a little chronologically through the different films here. So opening day, Tuesday, June 22nd, what's the big standout movie there?
Yeah, so we are opening the festival with a docuseries called Naomi Osaka. I'm not sure if you've heard of her.
She's been in the news a little.
She's been in the news a little bit. This is a really, really striking documentary in three parts of Naomi, and it's directed by Garrett Bradley, who was nominated for an Oscar last year for her film Time. And this is just, you know, it's an intimate look inside her life and the complexities of athletes of her generation. You know, it really captures this moment in time kind of before the pandemic and leading into it, of just how what shapes her as a global superstar and the kind of world of elite athletes and the pressures that really brings up. So obviously this is something we were looking at this film before her recent news and things, you know, what's unfolded with the French Open and whatnot. But I think it's a really, really powerful film, and I think it's this nice interesting time capsule of a young woman kind of finding her voice and finding her truth.
Yeah, very, very timely. You could not have predicted all of that.
You know, no.
Happened.
Yeah.
awesome. So moving to day two on Wednesday, the 23rd. Obviously, that's the day of the annual Guggenheim Symposium, right?
Yeah. So this year's Guggenheim Symposium is honoring Dawn Porter. And she is just this fantastic filmmaker who has been working very hard for the last several years. She most recently had two films last year. She had the John Lewis documentary, Good Trouble, and The Way I See It, which was the documentary about White House photographer Pete Souza. And this is a really fun conversation with her and Variety's editor, Film Awards editor, Clayton Davis, that to talk about her career. You know, she actually was a lawyer for a very long time before she became a filmmaker. And she makes these incredible projects that motivate, inspire you to take action. And she's delightful. So I'm just could not be more thrilled that we are honoring her with our Guggenheim Symposium this year.
Oh yeah, well, and Clayton's a really good dude. Yeah, so that'll be fun to hear them talk. And
yeah,
and also I just watched, I literally actually my piece today was on Dawn Porter's latest documentary, Rise Again, Tulsa and
yeah.
Summer.
Yeah, and we'll be showing that as part of the festival. It'll be a free screening available on Wednesday the 23rd, so I would encourage everyone to check that out and then catch up with the conversation that evening.
Oh yeah, it's one of those, I don't know if you want to call it hidden histories, but a history that people, too many people don't know about. Such a shocking string of of massacres really that happened in the span of a couple years there. Everyone must educate yourself. Check those out.
Yeah.
Was that the thing on the 23rd you wanted to talk about?
That's our main kind of appointment, you know, big honoree that night. But we have a lot of our films launching on Wednesday the 23rd on the virtual festival. And another one I wanted to mention is The Slow Hustle, which is a film we are world premiering. And this is the second film by Sonja Sohn, who many people will know as Detective Greggs from The Wire.
Everyone remembers her.
Everyone knows her. This is her second film after her last film, Baltimore Rising. She just has a really, she has a great passion for Baltimore and the kind of stories of, you know, inequality and healing and the resilience of Baltimore people. And this, with The Slow Hustle, she follows the city and the Baltimore Police Department after the killing of a veteran homicide detective. And, you know, the police department there is notorious for its corruption. And the film kind of unravels the scandal and the cover-ups and how this tragedy becomes this kind of breaking point and threatens, you know, what is already a strained relationship with law enforcement. It's a really interesting piece. So we are thrilled. We're going to be hosting the world premiere of it.
Very, very cool. Great. So moving to Thursday, June 24th, what's the big showcase films there?
We have a couple things I want to highlight for Thursday. Again, more films will be released, and we are showing Tom Petty, Somewhere You Feel Free. So for any music fans out there, after Tom Petty's death, there was this collection of 16 millimeter footage that was shot during the recording of his album Wildflowers, which is obvious. It's like one of my favorite albums of all time.
Tom Petty's the best.
Yeah. And I mean, I think everyone was very shocked by his death. And, you know, this footage was discovered by his family. And that kind of becomes the foundation of this film that really reflects on the making of this album and how special it was and how, you know, it's kind of this time capsule of this moment in his life and in his career and what became, you know, one of his most successful albums and the process of making that solo album. So it's a really, really kind of beautiful experience to watch. So I highly recommend that. And then we are also that evening having a free special event, a world premiere of We the People, which is this new project from Higher Ground, which is Barack and Michelle Obama's production company. And it's going to be coming out on Netflix later, but it's a conversation around kind of the expansion of nonfiction filmmaking through this kind of mixture of civics and cinema. So think like a modern Schoolhouse Rock. And it's a conversation with one of the creators, Chris Nee, who's been known from, you know, Doc McStuffins. And so it's all these animators and music. And it's just really, it's going to be a really interesting conversation, and it's free. So that's on Thursday night.
Great. And then Friday, heading into the weekend, what are the big ones on Friday?
So Friday, we have our centerpiece, Roadrunner, a film about Anthony Bourdain, which I think, you know, without giving too much away, it's one of my favorite films. I obviously loved Anthony Bourdain. And I think that this is a really lovely portrait of a complex person. And, you know, it's not all rosy. So I just think it's a really, really special film. And it's on Bourdain Day, what would have been his birthday. So that's going to be a really special night.
Wow,
we're also showing, we're showing the North American premiere of a film called Courtroom 3H. And this is an observational documentary about the Tallahassee, Florida Unified Family Court. And it's kind of this part of the justice system in Tallahassee where cases of abuse or abandonment are brought up, but with the goal being to reunite families as quickly and as safely as possible. And it really kind of, it's, you know, if you're a fan of the Fred Wiseman kind of films that are very observational and just kind of in the room, then this is for you. It's exploring the kind of complexities of the justice system and how they play this powerful role in families and culture structures, but don't necessarily address the kind of social or multi-generational issues that a lot of families, that, you know, lead families into this kind of court situation. So that's another exciting title for the day.
Sounds great. Nice Frederick Wiseman name drop there. Titicut Falling still like terrifies me thinking back on that. I mean, that was such a great movie. Awesome. And then Saturday, the penultimate day, what do we got?
Yeah, we're heading into the weekend now. And on Saturday, the 26th, I want to mention this film called Daughter of a Lost Bird. And it's, you know, something a little bit smaller, but it's just really beautiful film about a woman who, you know, was adopted as a young child. And it's her journey to kind of discover more about her native family roots and the search for her birth mother and how the Indian Child Welfare Act and the Indian Adoption Project kind of affected both her life and her mother's. And it's all while she herself is becoming a mother. And it's very self-reflective and this kind of emotional journey to understand who you are. And I think, you know, a lot of what the films do this year are kind of talking about this introspective, you know, we've been in this quarantine time, we've been kind of separated, and we're really kind of reflecting on ourselves and who we are as people and trying to connect. And I think that this film really speaks to that in an interesting way of trying to find your roots and find out, you know, how you're connected to something that you just weren't, you know, you're just not knowledgeable about. And so it's a really lovely, lovely portrait.
Cool. And then moving on to the final day, what do we got closing it all out on Sunday?
Closing night is Sunday, June 27th. And, you know, this is kind of the last day to catch up on all the movies you may have missed. And then that evening, we are closing the festival with a documentary called Cusp, which premiered earlier this year at the Sundance Film Festival. And this is the second stop for the film. It hasn't played anywhere since. It's a debut feature from Parker Hill and Isabel Bethencourt. And it's this complex portrait of young womanhood and how young women, teenage girls navigate consent and sexual violence, set in this small Texas town over like one summer. It's a really striking film, kind of like, I think there's been a review out there of like, it's, you know, Friday Night Lights meets Girlhood. It's just, it's, I think it makes people really think about how this is something very common and yet not talked about. And these young girls have a lot of hope. So it's not, you know, it's not bleak. It's just that this is this time in their life that's very special and doesn't get talked about very, you know, frankly, in media. So it's I'm really excited about it. I think these two filmmakers are ones to watch. They're going to be doing a lot of great documentaries for the future too.
Well, thanks for walking through every single day. It sounds like a great lineup from start to finish. Anything else you want to say before we run?
I mean, I just hope people enjoy the festival. I know that there's a lot to watch in 77 films, but we had a great time putting this lineup together and there's a lot to celebrate and discover within it. So I hope everyone listening gets to find something they love.
Awesome. Sounds great. Everyone, again, it's the AFI Docs Film Festival. It will be running Tuesday, June 22nd through Sunday, June 27th. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks.